Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch up, we've got a Married at First Sight spin-off.
We asked, what weird and wonderful thing did you find in the car?
Our exclusive with Armando, the $2 million pigeon.
And we celebrate International Happiness Day.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast catch-up is for Dale Alcock.
Married at First Sight. Boy, oh boy, that has gone pear-shaped, hasn't it?
Oh, the drama.
It's pretty much all you have to say to start a conversation.
My goodness me. And these experts, next time we get them in, I'm going to have a few words to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's some strange people being put together.
Yeah, they make some weird choices, don't they?
They really do. And are they relationship experts? I mean, is there someone out there for everyone and could they match anyone to their true love?
Oh, well, I doubt it.
I don't know. I decided to put them to the test.
Oh, you needed to do that.
Tonight on Married at First Sight, in ancient Athens, as part of the home visits, Medusa and Liam are off to a rocky start.
In Greek mythology, Medusa is, of course, the woman with snakes for hair, and she's found it really hard to find love, and Liam's such a caring man with a love for reptiles, so we, the experts, instantly thought they'd be a great match. Unfortunately, when they looked into each other's eyes, Liam was turned into stone.
I can't move.
We knew that Medusa turning people into stone was going to create a barrier between her and her partner, and we just hope that with Liam's laid-back attitude, he can break down those barriers.
I can't breathe.
Meanwhile, in the mythical land of Eternia, 36-year-old Kelly is struggling on her home visit to Skeletor's cave.
I thought he was obsessed with He-Man before, but now we're in Eternia and so close to Castle Grayskull, he's completely lost it. Keeps doing these prank calls to King Randor when we're supposed to be spending time together.
Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
But in a twist no one saw coming, Kelly reveals her secret intentions.
I'm here to find love wherever it is, and to be honest, He-Man is more my type. Great body, smart, and if he's got the power of Grayskull down there, then I'm sorry, I'm going for it.
In Scotland, the home visit between Nessie and Mike has hit a snag over their long-distance relationship, with Mike from Perth and Nessie from Loch Ness.
People said to me, like, mate, Nessie is a monster. What are you doing? I said, she's like the Loch Ness monster, but people can change, and the experts have put us together for a reason.
Michael, my darling, I've just got to go to work for a wee bit. I'm going to give those American tourists a little scare.
Oh, Nessie, I thought you was going to stop all this kind of, like, sightings of the Loch Ness Monster and scary stuff.
It's what I do, darling. It's like me asking you to stop stealing cars. It's who you are. Don't ask me to not be myself. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Oh, my God!
I don't know, you know. Her work is so important to her, which I respect, but I don't know if she could ever move from Loch Ness and come to Perth, right? Like, I don't know, maybe she could go into Lake Munger.
I need to get out of here. Someone call the experts.
Just makes me want to watch the show now.
Good. That's straight from Channel 9, that, by the way.
Good old man.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Sometimes you open the car door and something appears that's very surprising, like the South Australian winemaker Tim Whitrow, who found a koala in his car whilst he was there at checking fruit in McLaren Vale.
Left the back door of the car open, koala climbed in.
Yeah, it was nice and cool.
We want to know what you found in the car. Kim's in Mindari. Kim, what did you find?
Oh, hi. When I was an art student, and I had a really old bomby car, and I had clay and books and easels and everything in the back, and I lifted up the easel, and lo and behold, in the back floor was grass growing through the back floor. And I thought, wow, it was so green I could have manicured it with my nail clippers. I tell you what, it was gorgeous.
That is brilliant.
That's unreal.
Wow, just got a bit damp in there at some point.
It did. Well, there were so many holes in the car. It was the crappiest car I've ever owned in my life, but it got me from A to B.
Well, Kimmy, you know, when you see those pictures of those cities that have been left and abandoned, it doesn't take long for nature to take a foothold again, and it was already happening in your car.
It was, and I tell you what, everyone used to laugh at me at uni, you know, because they'd see these poor little yellow Hillman Hunter coming from nowhere, and it was really bomby.
Don't worry, if you'd spread the word, would have spread quickly if they found out there was grass and you're growing in your car, Kim. Don't
worry about that. Oh, yeah, too, right.
Big time.
Brooke's in Oakford. Brooke, what did you find in the car?
So I was getting in my car daily and finding this yellow fluff around my gear lever.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything of it. I thought, oh, the kids have been playing in the car, what have you. But I noticed this was happening every day and I thought, this is really bizarre. What is going on? And one day I was driving along and obviously the car had got hot enough that a little baby rat poked itself out of around my gear stick and plumped itself in the gear stick.
No!
Wow.
They had nested underneath the carpet with all the insulation under the carpet and made a nest under there. I had a plague of rats in my car.
Rats!
Oh my God!
Oh wow! What do you do, Brooke? Did you just pull over on the side of the road?
I did. Yes, I was out of the car screaming.
Yeah,
screaming. My husband come and drive the car home because I refused to drive the car.
Put some rat tech in it. Wow!
Either that or you'll learn the flute very quickly.
True.
Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you.
Plague of rats.
Oh my God!
Madeline,
let's go to Mantra. Madeline, good morning. What did you find in the car?
I found a Division 2 winning lotto ticket.
Oh, really?
That's what we're talking
about. Can you tell us how much, Madeline?
It was just under $3,000 about 15 years ago.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So unclaimable?
What was that?
Unclaimable, right?
Yeah, it was a couple of months old, and it took me, a couple of months to remember to turn it in at the newsagent.
Yeah.
And I just turned my back. I thought, I haven't won anything. And I was walking out and she called me and I was pregnant at the time. I'm thinking, oh my God, I've picked something up and I've shoplifted.
Right.
And she said, I need to see you in the back office. And I'm like, oh no. And she said, oh, this was a Division 2 winning ticket.
Awesome. That's a good find.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear when you go to the newsagent. We need to talk to you out the back.
Yes, I want to hear that.
So you did get the money, Madeline?
I did.
Yay, beautiful.
Awesome.
Brilliant.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
And a South Australian winemaker was checking on the vineyards. He left his back seat of his car open and when he went back to his car, there was a koala inside, which he spent some time trying to coax it out. And we wanted to know what you have found in your car and we've had some pretty gross calls.
Yes.
Adrian from Bayswater, what did you find in the car?
Well, I bought a car from a car yard, funny enough, but decided to get home, give it a clean, and underneath the passenger seat, I found some ladies' lingerie and apparently something you'd find in your second drawer.
Oh, really? Oh, I know all about Kimber's second drawer.
These things are meant to stay in the second drawer and not in the car. That's the point.
It was definitely a bit of a shock, so immediately got inside, grabbed the tongs and straight in the bin.
Oh, it's great with
tongs. Something with this.
Great when those car dealers add those added extras, Adrian, isn't it?
Didn't have to pay for them either.
No.
And for new time listeners to the show, Kimber's second drawer in her bedroom is not filled with snacks.
No, it's not.
And as if I'm the only one out there who's got a second drawer.
Second drawer.
I reckon probably every second person has a second drawer.
Just don't let your folks open.
Thanks, Adrian.
And a pair of tongs.
Get a belt. And hey, Adam, good morning, mate. What did you find in your car?
Yeah, g'day guys. Many years ago when I was a young police officer, I was working up at Kalamunda and we found an abandoned BMW and on the floor of the driver's side of the car, there was an original World War II German Mauser fully loaded.
Wow.
And in the car, spread through the car, were some gold sovereigns.
Oh, so kidding.
Took the car back to our police station and a few hours later, some people in dark suits, who I was told were from ASIO, collected the gun, the gold coins, and took the car away, and we didn't see it again.
Oh, I bet they were from ASIO. Yeah.
Those people from ASIO now have holiday homes all over the state.
What in the world?
Wow.
That is an incredible find.
Wow. Thanks, Adam. That's really interesting.
A Mauser. I thought it was going to be a dog before he said fully loaded.
I didn't say
Mauser.
Alex is in Stirling. Alex, what did you find in the car?
Well, years ago I bought a Combi third hand and we camper and we decided to install a dual battery system. When we shifted the first battery, we found a little packet of photos complete with negatives, and they were of the original owner's wife or girlfriend posing nude all over the combi.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Bonus.
Well, you know, if you ever tried to resell it, you do have the history of the car.
Yeah, well, we know who the original owner
That's was. Right, yes.
No more than you needed to.
They don't need to be included in the logbook.
That's a brilliant one. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of those people that caught up with all of the ones that you would imagine, things that would smell and look
food,
disgusting.
Yes, yes.
In a car.
And thanks to all those people that are just showing us that cars just aren't for just driving,
no,
are they?
No.
You can do so many things in a car.
Yes. Graphic needs, like anything.
Everything.
You know?
Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. One. 2 million.
One Perth person. $2 million.
$2 million.
Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre.
I want to be a millionaire.
Talk about pinch yourself kind of stuff. Someone in Perth has the chance to win $2 million. In Attardale, Loretta, it could be you. Welcome aboard. No, Loretta's not there.
Loretta, are you there?
The system is crashing.
Oh. It's crashing.
Well,
big time
I mean,
around
Loretta
us.
Is still going on the short list.
That's the important
part.
There
she is.
Oh, there
Loretta.
She is. Hi,
there
Loretta.
She is. Hey, Loretta. How you doing?
Hello. Yeah, good.
Loretta, just like that, you've made it onto the short list. You were the correct caller, and you have a chance to win $2 million.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
And am I right in thinking this is the first time you've tried to call?
Yeah, I was just driving along and I thought, oh, let's try. But I'm sure thousands of people are trying. And I just dialed it. And then when it started ringing, I thought, oh, my God, I rang the wrong number.
There are people going, how dare you? I've tried 1,000 times and never got through.
Loretta, it is our International Day of Happiness. And money doesn't necessarily make you happy. But as David Lee Roth from Van Halen once said, it gets you a beautiful limo to drive right up alongside it. Now, if you think about happiness and what you would spend your $2 million on, what first comes to mind?
I'd just help all my friends and family.
Oh, beautiful.
See, money can buy happiness.
There you yes. go.
Just like that. You could be joining us here at the radio station, Loretta. You'll have 100 songs to choose from. 99 of them are worth 10 grand. One of them is our $2 million song. Good luck.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you very much.
Go, Loretta.
Pleasure, well Loretta.
I listen to you every day.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Well done.
Thank you. Have a great
thank
day.
You. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Welcome to, of course, International Day of Happiness.
Don't worry. Be happy.
The International Day of Happiness, celebrated worldwide on this date, March 20, everywhere pretty much. Was conceptualized and founded by philanthropist, statesman, activist, and prominent UN specialist advisor Jamie Illion to help spread the good vibes across the planet.
Good on you, Jamie.
Every now and then, maybe we need a day to remind ourselves to be happy.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we just go through the grind of everything and we're pushing through and sometimes, you know, stop and smell the roses and all that.
Mm. There's nothing better than the old gratitude list.
Yeah.
You know, I'm alive. I've got a roof. If you're lucky enough to have a roof over your head,
true.
To have a full belly, yep. You know, there's lots of people in the world who don't have that.
Yeah. What are the small things that kind of give you happiness that make you just instantly feel a bit of joy?
Well, those things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, having a comfortable home.
Oh, yeah. Because there's something that makes me really happy.
Yeah.
And I recorded it for you just to show you. This is the kind of, I experience this every time I take my dog for a walk and I do it as much as I can.
I'm glad it's nothing to do with your second drawer.
No.
Okay. Eating Sayo crackers.
Is that the sound of your knees in the morning?
Walking on dry leaves.
Oh, you love that.
I love the sound of walking on dry leaves and walking on gravel. It actually brings me happiness.
Isn't that funny?
That sound makes me feel so good.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought you were going to play me doing a live read.
Those classics. Some things, they are simple, aren't they? Like that glorious run of green lights. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Especially if you're sort of not, I mean, you're sort of running late and it gets you back on time. It's so rare. Because you know it's always going to be red or amber when you're in a hurry kind of thing. But that run of green lights, when you perfectly toast that fruit toast.
Toast, yes.
That toasting. Happens so rarely that when that's more like feeling ecstatic every time it takes place.
And I've got to say, sometimes it's the smallest things. Like I hear a news bulletin and there's no mention of the Frio Dockers.
Important to search for happiness.
Yeah, and we see it. You know, modern life for some reason makes us all a bit antsy. Mm-hmm. We see it on our roads with road rage and whatnot.
In our social media.
Yeah, yeah, you assume it's coming from another place, feeling the pressure of life. And I think I've learned, and it's been a hard lesson. You know, I spent a lot of my younger adult life comparing myself to other people.
Oh, right, okay. Well, it's the worst of the deadly sins,
envy. It really is. Yeah. It really is. And you either feel worse than or greater than.
Sure.
And once you realize that you're sort of in the middle and you're just kind of normal.
Yeah.
And whatever you've got is enough. And it's, you know, that the more you can remind yourself not to do that, I think the happier you can be.
Yeah. I reckon one of the things that made me happiest lately was going to the girls' footy on the weekend.
Yeah.
And standing down there at Fremantle Oval, there was like 6,000 people, grassroots footy. And the girls had a win, the Freo Dockers girls. And it was just a really good vibe. It didn't have to be anything flash. It was just, we weren't sitting in a grandstand or anything.
Yes.
Yeah. It filled me with great happiness.
Yeah. If the moment strikes you on Monday night, I did said to you guys, I did the No Lights, No Lycra dancing again.
Yeah, yeah.
And just dancing in the dark with no one else watching you and just the music up loud. And
no judgment.
A genuine smile on my face going, I felt really happy just moving my body around and not caring.
Yeah.
It was great.
Hey, Cap, what makes you happy?
Beach and ocean.
Yeah. 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 Just the idea of going?
I lie there when it's hot, when it's 40 degrees, 35, 40 degrees, and just I lie on my back, eyes closed, and just listening to waves and ocean.
Oh, and,
yeah.
And get in and cool.
You're
which
an
is
outdoorsy
what
dude.
You did yesterday, Matty. You went and had a swim down a trip.
Absolutely. And of course, when Bella's not scratching her privates, that makes him happy too.
Nothing wrong with that. Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Clancy, Matt and Kimber, thanks to our friends at Dale Alcock. If you're building, renovating or developing, you're in safe hands with Dale Alcock, of course.
If you don't know which choice to make, maybe contact them and they'll let you know whether you're better off renovating or starting afresh.
Yeah, Dale Alcock's Advantage Series from under 200k and with over 20k worth of bonus inclusions.
Yeah, all you have to do is check out dalealcock.com.au. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The
juice. Oh, you tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details. The full trailer for Toy Story 4 has been released and it introduces a new character called Forky, who is a plastic spork with eyes and pipe cleaners for hands.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
Oh, she's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. Forky!
Hi? He's a spork.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
God only knows.
Bonnie, I'm coming!
On my way, Woody!
To infinity and beyond!
All your favourite characters are going to be back, and the message in this film has Woody questioning what it means to exist in this world.
Oh, whoa.
Pretty deep.
That's profound, yeah.
And Keanu Reeves also joins the cast, but I'm not sure what role he voices yet.
He didn't sound like Forky.
No, I don't think he's a spork.
No. Toy Story, it'll be in cinemas June 20, and the full story is at mix.com.au. Now, if you have ever dreamed of being Bear Grylls, your chance is coming.
Okay.
A new trailer has been released for an interactive Netflix show in the style of Choose Your Own Adventure.
Mm.
So Netflix not so long ago released Bandersnatch. I don't know if you guys played it. It was just awesome because it's interacting with your TV. It is literally going, do I eat this cereal or this cereal? Do I make this action or this action?
Oh, okay.
Bandersnatch.
It's really great. Right. You should check it out.
Sure.
And it was such a great success that they're doing another one similar. So this is called You Versus Wild. It'll be 8 episodes where you join Bear Grylls in adventures all over the world and you make the decision. So whether Bear lives or dies is up to you.
Hey guys, it's Bear Grylls here. I really need your help. I'm about to embark on one of my most epic adventures. This time you're going to be in charge. Every jungle, desert, mountain that I'm in, every decision is your decision.
Don't have to drink his wee though, do you?
No.
Good.
What happens if you actually kill Bear Grylls though?
I think you just get to replay. In Bandersnatch, you got to go back and make other choices based, you know, get to go and do it again.
No, you get the choice of a prison farm or solitary confinement.
Yes. No, I'm not doing that. Oh, God. I have to.
It will be on Netflix April 10 if you want to check out You Versus Wild. And guys, the classic action film Die Hard is being turned into a board game.
Hey. Oh,
Die Hard, the Nakatomi heist board game will be a one versus many asymmetric experience. They say that they've developed a game that will deeply resonate with diehard enthusiasts, and they've even got the slightest details nailed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say that'll properly pay tribute to arguably the greatest action movie of all time.
It is a great film.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, but I don't know if Die Hard sounds as fun if you're just moving counters around a board.
No, Parker Brothers kind of fun brings people together.
Oh, who's a board game guy over here?
We'll have to wait and see. That's your daily juice.
Oh, beautiful. Happy birthday, Bruce Willis. Just turned 64, celebrating this week. There you go.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Now, of course, guys, we've been fantasising about this $2 million, our $2 million song competition, and, you know, having a bit of fun with it. And, of course, people could go on a holiday or whatnot, but we're looking at some interesting ways you could spend that money if you won it.
Yeah. If you get a bit creative on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, how's this for a bit creative? Yeah. $2 million will buy you a pigeon.
Sorry?
Okay.
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, we're not talking about any old rat of the sky here pigeon.
No. Oh, okay.
We're talking about, think Muhammad Ali, think Pele, think Don Bradman.
Yep.
Rolled into a pigeon.
Oh.
Into a homing pigeon.
So, silk department, top shelf.
Yeah, Armando is a Belgian pigeon, the greatest homing pigeon ever. He's just been sold to go to stud in China for $2 million.
Wow.
And I only know about him because, you know, Mark Howard, everyone knows Howie from our network, his great podcasts and cricket commentary. Mm. And I heard him speaking about Armando recently, and I'll just give you a grab. This is wonderful stuff. Yeah.
G'day, Howie here. Now, as you know, I love getting inside the minds of the world's greatest sporting people. I've interviewed champions like Stephen Bradbury and Eddie the Eagle Edwards, but no one had the impact on me like Armando. The greatest racing homing pigeon of all time. He's the Belgian champion, he's called the Lewis Hamilton of pigeon racing, and he was sold for a world record $2 million. Armando, thanks for joining me, Howie.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Armando, how did you get involved in racing homing pigeoning?
When you're a pigeon in Belgium, you have two choices. Either you become a homing pigeon, or you spend your days in Bruges on the main square pooping on statues.
Do you remember your first ever race?
I do, like it was yesterday. It was Liège to Ghent. I came second because I stopped when I saw a little boy feeding other birds with bread. I knew then that bread could be a big problem for me in my life, so I stopped eating it.
Was there one inspirational figure in your life?
There was. His name was Frederick. He was a great homing pigeon. Not many people knew who he was. He made some poor choices and ended up in a pigeon pie.
And at the end of the day, what made you the world's greatest homing pigeon?
I don't know. I guess I just, I really like being at home.
Amazing stuff. Well, this is Howie signing off, and someone get me a lamb roll.
Hey!
Hey!
Lamb roll in!
Wow.
Well done.
Wow. Fascinating.
I love the translator sounding like Fabio, the world's most beautiful man.
Yes, yes.
Well best done. $2 million ever spent.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Footy's back this weekend, of course, round one in the AFL. The front bar is back on 7 tonight at 9 p.m. from my favourite drive show, Malloy Kennedy. Actually, Jane Kennedy's going to kill me for that one. Kenny Malloy. Mick Malloy, how are you, mate?
You're in a lot of trouble, so bad.
Hey, mate, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us. Good to hear your dulcet tones again.
Mick, the front bar back on tonight. Now, it's the reality shows that have been getting the ratings, so how can the AFL add a little more drama this season?
Well, I'm going to marry Andy in the very first episode tonight, so that's probably how we'll do it. Maybe the front bar should restripe itself as a reality show. I'm not sure.
Mick, you've got Mick Malthouse coming on the show this time round. Now, we've had Mick in the studio. Very charming, very interesting guy. But I got the feeling that you were one dumb comment away from getting the stare.
The stare.
Are you worried about that?
I am really looking forward to it, but I'm also kind of nervous.
Yes.
He's got that respect. You could imagine him looking at you at three-quarter time, giving you the raised eyebrow. Obviously, he's got a big history at West Coast and also a big history at Collingwood. So they were the two grand finalists from last year, and he'll be able to talk about both those clubs and what it's going to be like moving forward. So I'm looking forward to it, but yes, I will be carrying a can of mace with me just in case he gets overexcited at any particular stage.
Mate, it must hurt for you to say those words, Collingwood and Eagles grand finalists and not your beloved Tigers. What was going on?
It was really hard to work out who to barrack for.
Yeah.
In last year's final, I have to say I did go with West Coast over the top of Collingwood, but I hope that's the last we see of that lot this year. So it's another exciting season. Here we go again.
Hey, good to catch up, Mick. We'll look forward to seeing you on 7 tonight, 9 p.m.
Always a pleasure, guys. I'll catch up with you guys soon.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed. Now, it was built...
Some Unco clapping going on there.
Built in 19... Well, we are on a 7-second delay, buddy.
Yeah.
Built in 1927, 29 rooms. Mm-hmm. The Playboy Mansion has seen many things.
Hasn't it?
If those walls could talk...
What a mess.
You would definitely have to play it after 8:30 at night.
Right? Oh, yes. True.
But 2 years after Hugh Hefner's death, there's talk that the mansion is haunted.
Oh.
Yes.
Who are you going to call?
Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend, Bridget Marquardt. I don't know actually how to say that.
That sounds good.
She claims that she has seen ghosts in there.
Oh, really?
One being an old dude, so that could be Hugh.
Yeah, wearing a robe.
That
was you on the boat yesterday.
Hey, he did always wear a robe, didn't he?
Yeah, and permanently.
Now I understand. Yeah, very comfortable.
That's all I live in now.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you just have to be careful. When you're going to sit at the toilet, you just have to give it a flick.
Yeah,
to make sure it doesn't go in there.
Pick it up.
But Bridget was there with some friends, and they saw a woman standing in the doorway, and it upset some of her friends.
I bet it did.
One of them broke into tears.
Mm.
But Bridget went, no, actually, I'm getting a good vibe from this.
Yeah.
And she feels, she didn't hear it, but she feels very strongly that she heard the entity of this young woman talking.
Don't ask me. I'm just a girl.
That's remarkable, these people who can talk to the other side.
When a Playboy bunny comes out to haunt, does she just come out sexily wrapped in a sheet and goes, ooh.
Oh, no, she's got nothing on.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
I'm just thinking ghosts. That's what they do, right?
Staples in places, but other than that.
Sorry, I'm stuck in thought now. Yeah. I'm going to have to leave it there.
Can you leave it there? Ghosts of boobs past?
Yeah.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Dale Alcock. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.